Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Y'all remember this jingle right here?
Rolanda's show is exciting and it's fun.
Oh, yes!
She really cares.
Rolanda digs deeper.
No, I don't know what you mean.
You know, it's what talk should be.
Miami. Come on, check it out.
This is Max and Friends. That was Rolanda Watts. Remember Ro when she had the show? Well, Rolanda's in the studio here tonight on Max and Friends because we have got so much to catch up on, so much to talk about. Auntie Ro, who I call my Auntie Ro, is in the house tonight in the studio here at LA Talk Radio. And let me tell you something. If you feel like you are at the end of your road, and if you feel like you are going through that tunnel and the light at the end of that tunnel is a train, well, let me tell you something. That train is a lie because Rolanda knows how to reinvent herself and she's teaching a course on it now. And we're going to get you all juiced up about it because you can reinvent yourself too anytime, any place. And why not make it here right now at this moment in time? Speaking of, I'm glad you're here. If it's your first time joining me on the show, welcome. 11 years, May 4th, I'm going to be here. So where have you been? Where have you been over those 11 years? And and other than that, you know, Max and Friends, we kicking it here for 11 years. Find me on Twitter at Max Tucci. Find me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. I have a private one too, so if I don't accept it, you know, someone once told me, keep your private life private. So that's my private life on Instagram, if that's such a thing. But, you know, Rolanda has been in this business a long time. You all know her voice from so many things, from court shows to Legos to Curious George to seeing her on Criminal Minds recently. She's got three movies that she's working on now. Plus, there's a rolandasretreat.com, which we're going to talk about because there is so much going on in Ro's world. So join us tonight, sit back, relax, and you know what? Be inspired to reinvent yourself. What does that mean? Are you ready for that change? You remember Michael Jackson saying, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Are you standing the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror? And you're thinking, I need to make a change. Well, Rolanda Watts is here tonight on Max and Friends. Let's talk about it, Ro. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
Nice to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Pull that mic up closer to you.
No, let me get a little closer here.
Get comfortable, girl.
Okay. Right? Here we go. Look, I know to readjust a mic. Let's turn it around and get it going up. So nice to be here. I'm so honored.
I'm grateful that you're here.
Yeah.
You have been going through it, honey. And I love, we just did a show. You know, I'm leaving for Italy. So I'm recording a whole bunch of shows. I'm being so transparent about it. So, you know, the live aspect of it is live because we're here. But we just did a show when we say, if you're going through something, bless you because you're going through it.
That's right.
And you're not stopped or stuck in a position.
But you know something, I'm going to add a little R in there. You're growing through it.
You're growing through it.
Yeah, because, you know, there are times I meet people and I say, thank God we don't look like all we've been through.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
And the crowd roars. Because that's something that's significant to us. Mm-hmm. Thank God we don't look like...
Because we're not defined by our past.
No. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. And everybody goes through something. We all do. Mm-hmm. And thank God, Auntie Maya used to say, you know, you can go through defeat, but don't be defeated.
That's right. Absolutely. And you know what I say? If you're going through hell, don't stop.
That's right. And Churchill said, and I loved it how he said it five times. Never, 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 never give up.
That's right.
You know? So that's... You know, that's part of life also.
And you never give up.
No.
And this is a cutthroat industry.
Like roaches. I'm coming back. I'm never going anywhere. Roaches and crabgrass. Don't get it twisted.
Roaches and Rolanda. Your new album. But you've been in this industry for how many years? Decades.
Almost 40.
Wow.
Can you believe it? Entertainment, news, and now digital media.
Which is entertainment. And what's fascinating, too, is that I had Patrika Darbo in the studio, and we were talking about short format for the internet series, how they're getting Emmys now, too.
Absolutely.
It is. Your telephone has become your TV.
There's no question about it. And you know something? It was so interesting because I was thinking about this today, about how many years ago when I was telling people buyyourname.com. Right. And they were like, are you crazy? Uh-huh. You know, I'm a nerd. I'm a Gidget gadget. I love gadgets. Right. And I think my dad was a gadget person. And so I've always been into the internet. But this is where the curve is. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that, you know, we talk about reinvention all the time. Mm-hmm. If you want to reinvent yourself, boost your social media. If you want to reinvent your business, boost your brand in social media. Because that is the new TV.
Right.
That is the, you know, for me to say, I want to do a talk show on TV, which is a wonderful thought. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll do it. I'd love it. But the reality is there's so much more in the world of cyberspace. There's so much more on the internet, in YouTube, which you can go to Rolanda Watts channel, not only see the shows I did 20 years ago, but to see what I'm feeling and talking about now, if that's who you want to follow.
Right.
And I think it's a wonderful time and a better time than ever to connect with the people that you resonate with and to be the person that you want people to resonate with.
Okay, so let's go on a journey because we got some time to chill.
All right.
Okay, so let's start present day because we were talking just before the show. Present day today, you have got so many things in the work. 3 movies, television, Rolanda's retreat, you have your reinvention tour. I call it a tour. It's a class.
I know. I love how you call it the reinvention tour. It makes me sound like Madonna. I like that. I really do.
The Rolanda reinvention tour. Listen, you make it a tour. Go city to city and teach people how to reinvent themselves. But okay, so let's start today. As of today, tell us about the 3 movies you have in the works.
Okay. I'm really excited about this because if you guys notice, the big movies these days tend to be thrillers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's about. Why is I don't you know?
Because we need more stress.
We need more stress. Right? You can watch CNN and get a thriller, you know. But for some reason, but I'm happy to be part of it because you know what? It's for some reason the millennials are tapping into that, and I'm playing a principal in one movie called The New Girl. Mm-hmm. Michael Pfeiffer, who does all of the Lifetime movies. He's a director of all Lifetime movies. He asked me to do that, and then he called me and asked me to play a psychiatrist in another movie that he's doing. It's called the Munchausen by Internet.
Yeah.
You know, which Munchausen, that was a totally new thing to me.
Munchausen, it's a whole
Munchausen.
You know what it is.
Well, it means it's a fake disease.
That's right. And people can make you believe you have something.
Well, it's like hypochondria.
Worse.
But even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a thriller kind of worse.
And then there's like Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah, well, this is by internet. Right. So, you know.
All right, so for those who don't know, Munchausen syndrome by proxy is a mental health problem which a caregiver makes up or causes an illness or injury in a person under his or her care.
That's right.
Such as a child, an elderly adult, or a person who has a disability. Because vulnerable people are the victims, MSBP, which is Munchausen syndrome by proxy, is a form of child abuse or elder abuse. So now you have Munchausen syndrome by internet.
I know, and it's just horrible. And that's what makes it a thriller. Because I think what makes a great story.
But it's real. Hold on, because I'm tripping real quick.
I know, it's crazy.
Because if you
real.
Think about the internet, we get caught up in so many other people's lives that we think it's happening in our lives, and then we are now falling by proxy.
well, first of all,
oh my God.
How many people have even heard of Munchausen?
Right.
Munchausen was new to me until I got the movie. And I had to play the psychiatrist.
I have an aunt who I think is under someone's Munchausen
I know, it's
hypnotism.
Crazy. It's great. But but anyway, that's a good one. And then I play a principal psychiatrist, and it's exciting. I'm having a good time.
Did you always want to act?
Yeah, you know something? When I was a little girl, I always wanted to act. Mm-hmm. I was always doing plays in school and also community plays. Mm-hmm. And back then, there were no opportunities for people who looked like me.
Yeah.
And so my mother was like, you better get a backup plan.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to major in theater arts when I go to Spelman. My mom was like, you better get a backup plan. So I majored in theater arts, had a backup plan of English. And then had a minor in communications. But I knew that I loved stories. That was my main thing. And whether I was telling them or acting them or you know, or whatever it was, or enjoying them. Stories were everything to me.
Writing them.
Right. And now I'm writing living them. Writing them, living them. That's right. Acting out the stories of other people through mm-hmm. their words, writing my own words. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Storytelling is so important. Mm. And, you know, and I think that when you talk about reinvention and storytelling, I think that what we have to ask ourselves sometimes is, what is the story we want told about our lives? Mm-hmm. What is the story I want to live mm-hmm. for me?
And leave for others.
That's right. Because I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's all we have are mm-hmm. our stories.
Right.
You know, so.
We're going to talk about reinvention. But now I want to talk about TV.
Okay.
Because now you've got Reoccurring on Criminal Minds.
Yeah. Recurring role in Criminal Minds. Playing the FBI forensic pathologist.
Right.
Dr. Melissa Myers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
No, it's great. And I love the names.
I know. You know, you know what? I ask these directors, I say, how do you come up with these names?
How do they?
Because sometimes I'm like Dr. Chapman.
Right.
Like I'm playing on this movie I'm doing also, Dweller. Mm-hmm. Augustine, the director, had the name Dr. Chapman. I said, well, what's her first name? The first name is Janine. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you come up with these names? It looks like, first of all, we can't get right. sued because of the names we choose. But okay, I'm Janine Chapman.
There you
I'll
go.
I'll take it.
Okay. Have you ever tried to change the name?
No, you don't change the name. Listen, you don't mess with, look, you don't mess with a writer's words. You don't mess with the director's names. You know,
you know, I was, Eva LaRue, our buddy Eva,
yes.
She had a name. I'm looking it up. I think it was Maria Boa Vista. And oh, when she was on.
But she looks like a Maria Boa Vista.
She does. And she was on, that was, I think, CSI Miami was her name there. Right?
Like,
and
Boa she's like, Vista, is that kind of like snake
oh,
weight?
Oh, no. Her name, okay, her when she was on All My Children was Maria Santos, Dr. Maria Santos.
Dr. Maria.
Then it was on Detective, I think it was, Natalie Boa Vista.
Boa Vista.
And she is like, who went to the strip club the night before and gave me this
name? I
know,
Boa Vista, like a boa, a Vista. Way for a snake. Ooh.
Boa Vista. But so you're working on Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
Then you're voicing Legos.
Legos.
Curious George.
After all the Legos movies, they yeah. have a TV series that's coming out. And we're working on that right now. You guys are going to hear about it. And
who
I
do you play?
I play Mary Sinclair. I play Mary Sinclair.
That's
and
the
I
voice.
Want all of my this is my voice. And I want all of the buildings in this city bigger than anybody else's. Make them taller.
Oh, so you're one of those.
One of those. She's one of these, you know, she's one of those women who have her names on buildings.
Right.
And she's always fighting the guy who has his names on
right.
buildings. You fill in the blank who we're playing. But
oh, I filled it in.
Yeah, right. But it's so much fun. It's you know, I really animation has been an amazing journey. I love it so much. And if you think like Curious George, I can't even believe, you know, I have Curious George on my Christmas tree every Christmas. And people go, why do you have a monkey on your tree? I said, because the monkey pays for this tree.
That's
and,
right.
You know, for 15 years, I've been Professor Watts.
15 years.
Even more. Actually, I'm trying to add up the years, but it's been about 15.
Wow.
Professor Wiseman on Curious mm-hmm. George. And I work with people who play Scooby-Doo, Curious George. I work with people who play Winnie the Pooh, Tigger 2, just amazing, amazing voice artists.
So how did you get into, it's a tough industry,
yeah.
and you're in it a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we just had, actually he's coming up on the show, Bob Bergen, who plays Porky Pig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bob was here, and his class is a 4-year waiting list to get into his class for voiceover.
Well, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Because there's some kind of nuance that made him a legendary character.
Yeah. And you know how he got his job?
How?
So Mel.
Oh, this is so good.
This
I need
was
to hear
fascinating.
This.
So Bob Bergen, okay, Mel, who was all the voices, you know, the famous Mel, he was 14 years old, Bob, and found White Pages and would not give up until he called him. Right? Called all the Bob Bergens and the White Pages. Wasn't him. All the males. He was looking for him and just called everybody. Knew his wife's name. At 14, he was doing this. Knew the wife's name. Found the wife. Called the wife. Said, I'm so-and-so. If your husband needs to retire, I'm the one. I'm paraphrasing the conversation. Tune into Max and Friends to find out the story from his mouth. And then at 14 years old, he calls the studio as Mel's assistant and says, hi, this is Mel's assistant. I have him on the calendar for Thursday at 9. They said, no, he's going to be here Wednesday at 8. He said, okay, thank you. Went to the studio at 14, walks onto the studio and says, hi, I'm a guest of Mel's. They said, studio whatever, studio B. He goes over there, meets him. Lo and behold, all these 37 years later, he's doing VOs.
That's crazy.
Porky Pig, Marvin the Martian. he's 4-year waiting list.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's amazing because, you know, the thing about it is children with actors, mm-hmm. it's about the residuals too.
Mm-hmm.
And those children will watch something again and again and again. Even adults who love their favorite cartoon watch it again and again and again. Mm-hmm. So and the animation industry is good because the residuals come in, but it's just so much fun. I mean, how much fun is it to go in and just like, makeup they give you like grandma or sometimes I listen on Curious George. This is also what I play. One of the pigeons. Yeah, right. So it's like knowing how to make animal voices, right. And you might have to be the voice of a sponge or the voice of a bear or the voice of a snake. But it's so much fun, and if you can do it, mm-hmm. if you can get in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to win.
Yeah.
It's something to
it
win.
It is. Yeah. Well, you have done it all. And now you're working on the RolandasRetreat.com, which is the reinvention. I'm going to say it, the reinvention tour.
Hey, listen, the RRR. Listen, RRR, and it's also.
Go.
Right. Because we're roaring into action. You know, I believe that spring is a time to jump into action. I have felt the need to do it. And as I talked about my own need to find more for my soul, to mm-hmm. find more for, you know, I do some great stuff. Listen, mm-hmm. I have a wonderful life of abundance. Mm-hmm. I am not complaining. But there are times when you just want more and you have to recognize the places that you have outgrown that you don't fit in anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I think changing seasons is also a time to recognize when you as yourself need to change and change seasons.
Yeah.
And reinventing yourself is a very positive thing. Reinventing your business. It doesn't mean that your life is horrible. It
right.
just means that sometimes you need to zhuzh it up. Sometimes you just need to step it up. And sometimes you just need to change it all up. Change it all up. Because you know it's not working. It's like, okay, how's that working for you? And so I'm really excited about, you know, one of the things that, well, this is how this whole started, all started, Max. I went on Facebook and I said, you know, I think I'm at a time in my life where I really need to teach and mm-hmm. share that my 40 years of experience in entertainment, education, and news, mm-hmm. and what can I offer? You know, how can I help people? So I put it out there. I said, if I were to teach a course, I put it out on social media, what would you like me to teach? And so people said, some people said voiceover. Some people said write a book. And some people
I remember
said,
you called me. Acting. You're like, I want to do this. I want to do something.
I want to do something.
It was in
I want
your
to
spirit
back.
To do something. Yeah,
yeah. I want to help people yeah. get through that threshold.
Right.
And what kept recurring was I want to change my life. I want to change my life. I want to change it. As the lady got, right. You know, but also it's like there's got to be more to do with my life out yeah. here. I have a lot of people who are empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who said, I don't want to go to college. And they learned on their own. Mm-hmm. But they still don't have the structural techniques day to day to achieve their goals. I know what I want. I know I'm going to do that. But they don't know how to take that first step, the second step, the third step. Because everything is about steps and techniques. Mm-hmm. Everything is a giant leap with mm-hmm. baby step, baby step, baby step. And I'm finding that a lot of people don't have that baby step-ism. Mm. Like, how do you make that move? Mm. And I've made
I was
going to
say,
gazillion.
What qualifies you to teach them?
Well, what qualifies me to, well, gosh, how many times have I changed myself? And I'm going to tell you, I've reinvented myself a lot of times, not only because I love that and I desire to do that because I have a low attention span, but also because there are times when I had to.
Mm.
You know, when the talk show, when I was doing the Rolanda show, and they decided to go the Jerry Springer and Maury Povich pop paternity quiz and throw chairs and all that, that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not authentic to me.
Right.
And that's not going to be my legacy.
Mm-hmm. Or your platform.
Or my platform.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to decide to do different things. So what do you do? I could either say I'm a talk show host and live on that dream for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And that's part of me that does.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had to figure out, you know, there's an actor in me that hasn't come out.
Mm.
There's a writer in me that has a story to tell that turned into a novel that Dr. Maya Angelou endorsed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a voice in me that nobody's heard before.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been Professor Wiseman.
Right.
You know, or the voice of Judge Joe Brown or, you know, divorce court. But there are different ways, I think, to use our gifts. And I think there are times when change is upon us.
Mm.
I think that we're 2 minutes away from a major recession.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people are going through change right now. And I think for people, and then, you know, sometimes people say, Ro, my life is great, but I'm just bored.
Bored, yeah.
I'm bored. And, if, and you know, a lot of people get in trouble when they're bored.
That's right.
So y'all need something to do. So I say, find the gifts in you. And this 8-week course, I'm so excited. I have one young lady who wants to start an online business who has no idea about the internet. Can you imagine what I'm going to do with her in 8 weeks? Can you imagine?
She's getting ready.
Child, she's sitting up there. She's sewing. She says, I have all of these things. I said, baby, we are not going to let you go down as the best kept secret in Hollywood or any place else. You are not going to be the best kept secret. Mm-hmm. Don't you die with that dream inside of
you. That's right.
We're going to make that happen. I have a young man who still, he says, Rolani goes, you know what? I really believe that you believe in me. You want me to win. Mm-hmm. I want you to win. Listen, that makes sense for me to be in this business for 40 years and more.
Right.
And not give back in the ways that I can. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to be a voiceover artist, you might want to do something. Listen, this lady wants to start a business online.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about sewing, but I can tell you about business online. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you about the confidence it takes to step out.
Right.
You know, a lot of it is coaching and believing in people and helping them believe in themselves. Mm-hmm. And then taking the necessary steps about building relationships, about building platforms, about having a clear vision. Mm-hmm. You know, those are things. And clearing a lot of the clutter away from your life.
We're going to talk about that.
And the naysayers.
We will talk about that.
Child, I can talk to you about some clutter and naysayers.
But let's talk about it. But you know what? What got you ready to say, you know what? I'm going to do this.
I think I've made this very transparent that, you know, I do some really cool things. I have some great acting gigs. I have a wonderful book. I love to write my podcast. But there are times that I feel that I need more for my soul. Mm-hmm. And that's why I traveled to India. I studied meditation. I came back. I felt that I wanted to share more without being another character. I wanted to, you know, I played 50 million characters. You know, in the past 2 months, I've been a psychiatrist, a teacher, a principal. But nothing beats just being Rolanda. And I've had people who I won't say I raised them, but they grew up on me. And they come to me now as adults and wants, you know, how do I make this next step? How do I make this next move? Mm-hmm. My friends who had children, my children were my careers, but they're empty nesters now. They're like, I've always wanted to write that book. I've always wanted to start that entrepreneurial business. Mm-hmm. How do I take that step out? So I know that when times have been desirable and when times have been undesirable,
okay,
I know when to jump and make a move. And change has always been good. And that's what I'm perpetuating.
I love it. Well, you know what? There's a song that I love we're going to play here now called I'm Getting Ready.
Yeah.
Because we need to get ready to do. Listen, change doesn't change until you change. That's the reality of it. And the only thing constant in life is change. So right now, I'm Max and Friends. I'm getting ready. Let the song inspire you. Because when I'm back with Rolanda Watts, we're going to talk about the reinvention classes and the reinvention tour. I'm calling it the reinvention tour because I see you going places with it. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Eyes haven't seen. And ears haven't heard. Kind of blessings.
You know this
kind
song?
Kind of blessings.
This is
that's
it.
About to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Say to fall on me. Say victory is here.
Victory is here.
It kicked defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Get ready. Get ready
for all.
Now throw your hands up. Say, I'm getting ready.
Vibes maneuver the jet ski, cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me, cause me and all my angels shot the devil up, while you was trying to pull me down. I leveled up, I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine, so even when I cried I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Tasha Cobbs. Listen, I'm getting ready because right now we're just kicking it in the studio with Rolanda Watts. Are you getting ready to take your life to the max? Are you getting ready to take your life to the next level? Well, chill with us here right now on Max and Friends. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. I've got Rolanda Watts in the studio with me because we are talking about the RolandasRetreat.com. You are kicking it and you are doing it and you are making magic happen.
Well, you know what? It's fun.
It is.
You know, it's stuff
it brings you joy.
Well, it gives me great joy because it's stuff I do anyway. I'd be in the supermarket and talking to somebody. I'd be like, baby, what you gonna be when you grow up? Well, now you need to try this. I'll talk to Uber drivers. But I find that people hit me up on social media a lot, mm-hmm. want to know how to make the next step. They watch me reinvent myself. They don't know the hardship I've gone through. Maybe because that next job wasn't coming in or that next paycheck wasn't
Let's
coming in.
Let's talk about that because, well, you know, social media makes everyone think like I'm not available. You remember we had the conversation. I said, Ro, tell people you're available.
Honey, look, for the record, I am available.
We're all available.
Right, yeah. But I mean, you know, I think the days of one job for 30-something, 40-something years and you get the gold ring are over.
Yeah.
We have to have multiple streams of income.
Well, because we're in multiple streams of thinking. It's so quick.
Right.
No one has the patience for a 30-year career.
That's right. Yeah. But you know something? But it's also a thing of, I just pray people don't stop dreaming.
Mm.
And I think that there are many dreams that we have inside of us that you know, as Dr. Maya Angelou told me, don't let them die inside of you. Don't let that book idea die inside of you.
And then you wrote it.
And then I wrote, that scared the heck out of me.
Yeah.
So I want to pass that on to others. Right. Don't let that dream die inside of you.
So when did it dawn on you to say, you know what, I'm going to do something about it?
Well, for me or for others?
For you personally, say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to teach people how to do this.
Well.
And then for you.
Well, because I recognize that I'm in transition again.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed
What does that mean, I'm in transition again?
Well, it means that there's time to find something new to do.
Okay.
That there's something more to do.
Mm-hmm.
That you can do a lot of cool jobs or you can do a lot of fun things, but if your soul is hungry, if your gifts are not being fed.
So how do you know your soul is hungry?
Well, you know you're not doing what you're supposed to do. That's not happy.
Right, you don't have
you
joy.
Like, no, you're just like 80% of the other people in America.
And you don't want to leave
Statistics
your house.
Statistics say 80% or more of the people in America go to work every day and are miserable.
Isn't that sad?
I can't imagine doing that.
Mm-mm.
Now, I can imagine that. That's not completely true because that's what made me work for myself for the past 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we go through things and we say, I will never be there again.
Mm.
So that means you're going to have to recreate some part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reinvention is also recreation, which sounds like recreation. Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
But it really is recreating yourself.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, it's not just, you know, I've got three movies I'm here talking about. Yes, I recreated myself to be a psychiatrist, and then I recreated myself to be a principal, and I recreated myself to be a doctor. But the recreation, the reinvention that goes on in one's life to maintain happiness.
Right. Peace.
And peace.
Yeah. What brings you peace?
Well, when I'm using my gifts and it's helping people.
Beautiful.
That's what gives me peace and joy. You know, whether it's my talk show, even when I was breaking news on Eyewitness News, it was because I wanted to tell you about things I need. Thank you. So the people shall know, as journalists have a creed. You know, so my stories have helped change laws, change minds, change hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that that's what my calling is.
I got it.
I'm also at an age, Max, I'm turning 60 this summer.
All right.
And, you know,
60 never looked so good. You walked into the studio. We're like, Rolanda, what have you done?
Reinvention retreat. I'm going to treat myself back to you. That's called a retreat.
There you go.
But, you know, I think that.
What does that mean? I'm turning 60 this year. To you, what does that mean?
It means I need to be where I want to be, doing what I want to do, and making it happen for the next 50 years.
What did the 50s teach you?
I enjoyed my 50s because I was so sexy and so sure in my 50s. Oof.
You're going to be sexy and sure in your 60s, too.
This is why I said I'm going to be sexy in the city. Sexy in the city at 60.
There you go.
But I think that it's an exciting time because
50s. The 50s taught you what?
The 50s taught me just, you know, basically I think the real thing at 50s is you don't care what people think about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that one of the things I'm finding with my reinvention retreat and one of the things I find in life is that people are so concerned about what other people think about them.
Mm.
Why didn't you become that actor? I was afraid people would think I was crazy. Well, guess what? The guy in Crazy Rich Asians and who also does Hangover, Kim Jong, he didn't care about that.
That's
when he was a medical doctor. He was an MD.
Yeah.
But he had his dream of doing stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's one of the biggest comedians on film in Hollywood.
Patrika Darbo was just here. I interviewed her. And you know what she said?
Mm-hmm.
She said, if you don't do your dream, someone else is going to go do it.
Well, you better believe it. And do it well.
And do it well.
It weller than you.
That's right. We're going to talk some more, but I'm going to let you go on your social. How can people find you?
At Rolanda Watts. I'm the easiest person in the world to find. And that's why I don't understand when people fall in love with me and want to date with me, they can't find me. I don't understand that. At Rolanda Watts. R-O-L-O-N.
Right. And then on Facebook, you're going to go on Facebook Live now, right?
At Rolanda Watts. Yeah, I think it just ended, but we will continue.
We'll go on it again. I'm going to throw in a song in here right now, so we'll give you time to adjust it.
Yes.
And then when we come back, you know, I love the conversation about reinvention and spring, and you're saying I'm going to turn 60. And what does that all mean? It's a new decade for you.
Time to spring into action, baby.
Right. Spring into action. Let's spring into action here right now with Sabrina Johnson. Peace. And when we come back, Rolanda Watts is going to give you some more scoop and some more tips on how to be fabulous and to reinvent yourself. Make it work. Can you feel it, Rolanda?
I feel it.
Can
I
you feel it?
I feel it. I can feel it.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
All right. We just felt the peace with Sabrina Johnson here. I've got Rolanda Watts in the studio. We've been talking about her career of four decades of television and film and radio and voiceovers and now webinars.
Can you believe it?
I can believe it. I can believe it. Because, you know, a long time ago, a wise woman once told me, die empty.
Ah!
Die empty. That's and right. You're going to die empty because you are doing so much.
I always say when I go up to the good Lord and I walk up there, I'm going to say, here I am, all used up.
All used up, right? Die empty. So let's talk about Rolandasretreat.com because this is live right now. We're actually here on Wednesday. What is today? Sunday. Wednesday.
I know. What day?
The illusion of time.
It's on demand.
Exactly. Rolanda on demand.
Rolanda on demand.
So the reality is this is going to be on demand because we're airing this the 21st, but we're airing it now right now on LA Talk Radio. Just being transparent so people don't get confused because the retreat starts April 17th. But you're going to do something special for our listeners, right?
That's right. So for your listeners, mm-hmm. if you go to rolandasretreat.com, mm-hmm. you can enroll right now. You don't have to wait. The first session is going to be more getting to know what everybody's doing mm-hmm. and setting up the whole reason why reinvention is so important right now.
So walk us through the retreat. It's 8 weeks.
And, you know, basically what it is if you're trying to try something new, let's say you're an empty nester, or let's say you're bored with your life, or let's say there's something that you've always wanted to try, this is going to be an 8-week course where we're going to help you find out what that major thing is that you want to try for this next 8 weeks. And we're going to work on that, whether it's finding the courage to do it, because a lot of people are fearful, working with naysayers in our life. This is a lot of coaching. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what scares people so much is what other people say. We live our lives so much about, we live in an Instagram world where we're living so much about what we believe others should see in us as opposed to what we feel about our own dreams. Mm-hmm. You should be a doctor. You should be a lawyer. But what if I want to be an artist? What if I really want to write a book about my life as a nerd? Or what if I want to be a social media diva? Mm-hmm. How do I make that switch? I think that people so many times forget to dream. And when they dream, they don't know the steps to take. Mm-hmm. For someone who has reinvented themselves over 40 years, at least 12 times, from being a stand-up comedian to being a talk show host or journalist to being a voiceover artist, to being an author, a motivational speaker, these are all one thread. Mm-hmm. It's the stuff Ro loves to do.
Right.
And I think that what is so frightening to me is that so many people hate what they do every day. Mm-hmm. Sunday night, people go, like tonight, oh my God, I got to go back to that place tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Monday is the day when most suicides are committed.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So there's some kind of correlation there. Mm-hmm. And you have statistics that say that 80% or more of the people in America who go to work every day hate what they do. Mm-hmm. This cannot consume your life. And I think that happiness is a part of that. People say, you were a talk show host, you were a journalist. Why did you up and leave and go to California? And I said, because I'm not going to sit on a porch at 80-something years old going, I coulda, woulda, shoulda, if I'd only tried. Mm. And what I'd like to do is help people. In that 8 weeks, you're going to be with Mama Ro.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to help you get from point A to point B.
Point Z.
That's right. And you know something? And I say, one of the things I'm really excited about is I have a lot of my 30-year-olds who are signing up and enrolling. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a nice gift to give somebody. If you're a parent who your child is looking.
Graduation's coming up,
or you have a lot of these millennials who don't know the direction they want to take. You remember how we used to send our kids to Auntie so-and-so during the summer and they'd get them straight? You send your child to Auntie Ro for 8 weeks and we're going to find some direction on that career. Trust and believe. There will be assignments afterwards. There's accountability. The beautiful thing that I love is that I'm forming a community of people, like-minded people, who will support each other. You know, I really, as they say, there's no I in team. Mm-hmm. But people support each other in this venture also.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I have a really good group of folks. It's a small group of folks. Mm-hmm.
How many seats do you have available for this retreat?
Well, you know what? I have about 20 seats available.
Okay.
But if it's smaller than that, that's fine with me too, because it'll be more one-on-one time.
Right.
The beautiful thing about it is that we'll have a private Facebook group where you can always ask me questions. There are steps to take. You have to have your brand together. You have to have your vision together. Mm-hmm. you can't do anything without knowing what you're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. So helping formulate the ideas and which direction to go in and the people that mm-hmm. you need to connect with and the social media you need to do. This is work. It's not easy. And mm-hmm. you just can't say, I want to do it without meeting the maker halfway.
That's right.
God believes in matching grants, Max.
You see, it's true.
You got to meet him halfway.
Listen, Iyanla VanZant always says, you got to do your work.
Well, listen.
Don't just show up and think Rolanda's going to do the work for you.
Well, that's right. It works if you work it,
that's
as they
right.
say. That's right.
Speaking of working, you better work that Facebook Live and
say
hi to people.
Hi, Facebook Live. Gwen says, hello. What have you been doing? Honey, listen. Oh, she remembers me announcing the Temptation Game. There's a whole, hey, Michael Horowitz. Horowitz remembers me from the news days. I mean, they're different machinations that we have in life. And mm-hmm. I just think that if there comes a time, if you're sitting there and you're saying, I know there's more I could be doing with my gifts, mm-hmm. then this is a great thing. Go to rolandasretreat.com, R-O-L-O-N-D-A, rolandasretreat.com, and check it out. I will late. And if you have any questions, just hit me up at rolanda@rolanda.com.
And they can DM you, too, on Instagram.
They can DM me. Hey, Lance. They can DM. Hey, Ricky. They can DM me at, gosh, I'm on Instagram, Twitter.
You're everywhere.
Everywhere. Facebook. I am so easy to find. Y'all can find me any place.
There you go.
Come on
So,
in.
Listen, we got to wrap this show up. But before we go, this flies. Time flies. The illusion of time flies
hey,
by.
Hey, listen, for your listeners only, can yeah. I give you this? If you go to Rolanda Watts channel on YouTube, mm-hmm. the last thing I posted was mm-hmm. 10 ways to reinvent yourself right now.
Okay,
get
right
a little,
now.
Right now. Go in there and find out 10 ways to reinvent yourself right now on Rolanda Watch channel on YouTube.
Beautiful.
And that's just a taste of what you're going to get for 8 weeks.
If you I want to love
take,
it.
If you want to take it deeper, hit me up.
Hit you up. Hit DM me. Up.
Enroll. Enroll me now.
Enroll. That's right. Roll on over. So we got to wrap this show up. Before we go, listen, I know you're always full of inspiration. So what do you want people to take with them into this week?
Well, I think into this week is that... gosh, that everything's already all right, and that they're and that if you slow down and chill your mind, I think that's a part of what we have to do too. That there are answers there, and that mm-hmm. and that and trust yourself, believe in yourself, believe in your dreams, but take them seriously.
Yeah,
because your gifts will drag you where you have to go, mm-hmm.
and never stop dreaming,
and never stop.
Have the courage to be disliked. Don't worry about what people think about you. Follow your dreams, follow your passions, and have the courage to be disliked. I love you for tuning in. Tune in every Sunday night here on Max and Friends, LATalkRadio.com. Go get the app. It's free, the LA Talk Radio app. You can go to the Play Store right now and get it. And of course, I'm here with you. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. Let's stay in touch. I love you for tuning in. Good night and good karma, and take life to the max.